getting ready for a division opponent and trying to get back on the winning side of things.
Brian, it seemed a little far-fetched. You guys get this win this week, and this division tightens up even more than it did after Monday night.
We weren't about this coming opponent, and whatever happens after that. That's the only thing that we can control or count on, and go out and give everything we got for this game. Do what we need to do to win this game, and whatever happens, like I said, after that happens.
Since the first time you played Raiders, their offense and their skill positions have changed a little bit differently. How much difference after you guys prepare since what you saw in the first week is different from what this week's going to be?
Well, I mean, this is an offense that kind of does what it does. This is, they want to run the ball first and foremost. Obviously, they have having the back that they have in the backfield. They want to tote that rock first and then take it up top and give those receivers outside a chance to make some big plays after on the play action stuff like that. So we know what they do, and knowing what they do and stopping or trying to contend with it and make plays against it is another thing.
How do you prepare for Carson Palmer? Because Carson obviously didn't play the Raiders when you saw him the first time. Are you looking at the Bengals tape? Is that easy to see?
No. We're looking at what they do as an offense and trying to stop those things as far as what we think they're going to attack us with. Obviously, they had a bye week, so they're probably going to have a couple of new things in there. But we know what they do. We think we understand what they try to do, and which is first and foremost, like I said, is running the football. So our attention is not so much on who the quarterback is going to be, but it's trying to stop that two-headed attack they have back there.
Well, the two-headed attack is only a one-headed attack. How does it change what you do?
The same thing, because they still want to tote the rock. And no matter who's back there, the offensive line does a good job of moving people, getting people on the ground so that the backs can have some open lanes. So we have to make sure that we stay off the ground and make tackles.
You mentioned the kind of the pride factor on Sunday after the loss. How important is it to this defense, just kind of personally, to kind of have a statement game?
I don't know if we want to have a statement game. Like, this is the statement game. We'll have it here, and then next week we don't. But we want to be consistent. That's the thing we're talking about, consistency. Playing a consistent ball week in and week out, not having 2 weeks of consistent ball and then a week that doesn't look like us on film. And those are the things that we're trying to cut out, those mistakes, to make sure we're putting a consistent product on the field.
After Palmer's long layoff, no training camp, he struggled in his, the little that he played. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you expecting him to be the same Carson Palmer that you faced before, or different? Or can he get back to form this quickly?
I'm looking for the All-Pro Carson Palmer. That's what I'm preparing for. I'm not preparing for what the media or whoever outside may say that he's not ready, can't get back that quick. I'm not preparing for that. I'm preparing for the guy that put up big numbers in Cincinnati. And whatever happens, happens. And if it's not that guy, then we'll play with against that guy. But I'm looking for that guy to show up, because he has, he has a pride thing also, as well as coming off the performance he had at his first time out.